This update brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebring. For all of your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebring across from Luke's Market. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. This Saturday's event at the Huron County Sheriff's Office provides a convenient opportunity for residents to safely dispose of surplus prescription drugs from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. It's a part of a broad effort to reduce prescription drug stockpiles in households in partnership with the DEA. Residents can drop off pills and patches at the Sheriff's Office from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturday. Since 2011, the county has collected nearly 1,925 pounds of medications for disposal options. Outside of this event, residents can contact the county office. Similar collections may be available nationwide through local law enforcement agencies. And the Sebring Police Department has positively identified the reckless motorcyclist known as Johnny Rocket, who evaded police last month. On Tuesday, March 19th, Officer Temple attempted to pull over a motorcycle within the village limits for a traffic violation. Despite initially complying, the motorcyclist quickly accelerated southbound on M25, eluding pursuit with lights and sirens activated. Concerns for safety due to the high speeds led to the termination of the chase. Witnesses identified the motorcyclist as Johnny Rocket, other citing him near the village of Unionville at speeds estimated of 150 miles per hour. The individual involved has been identified as Sam Ginglioski, a white male born on May 23rd of 1999, with the last known address in Saginaw. The 73B District Court in Bad Axe has issued a two-count arrest warrant for Ginglioski, charging him with fleeing a police officer in the fourth degree, a two-year felony, and operating a vehicle while his license is suspended. Ginglioski is also wanted by multiple jurisdictions for various warrants. Chief Stephen Repke commended Officer Temple for his thorough investigation and successful procurement of warrants for Ginglioski's arrest on Facebook this morning. Anyone with information is urged to contact Officer Garrett Temple at the Sebring Police Department. And a special Tuscola County deputy is credited with quickly finding a missing person. At about 2:40 a.m. on April 22nd, it was reported that there was a search for a missing 76-year-old male with health issues. The man wandered into a wooded area near his home on Deckerville Road in Novesta Township. The Michigan State Police Carroll Post was the lead department in the search, and the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department stepped in to help. Deputy Spencer Coleman and his partner, K-9 Bello, located the subject in the woods. The missing man was transported to the hospital by MMR ambulance to be checked out. Following the successful location of the missing person, the sheriff's office noted having a canine unit is very valuable when situations call for their need. The sheriff's department has two canine officers, Bello and Black, and will use them to help other law enforcement agencies and counties when the need arises as part of mutual aid. And with that, we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
This is Amanda Langmaid, agent owner here at Farmers Insurance in Sebring. I know there's a lot going on these days. As a farmer's agent, I understand what you're going through, and I am here to help. Whatever your specific needs may be, I'd be happy to walk you through the process so you can get back to what you really care about. Because with times like this, you should be able to focus on what really matters. I'm ready to help you choose the best insurance options for what you personally need.
To learn more about the best insurance for your budget, call Amanda Langmaid of Farmers Insurance in Sebring, 989-704-3409, 989-704-3409.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. With the NFL draft approaching in Detroit, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is urging heightened awareness of human trafficking, a danger often associated with large events. Nessel emphasizes key signs of trafficking There's physical abuse indicators like bruises or neglect, lack of control over finances or personal documents, avoidance of eye contact and fearfulness around others, and restricted communication or reluctance to seek help. The Attorney General's website offers tailored advice for professionals encountering potential trafficking situations. To report or seek help, individuals can contact the National Human Trafficking Resource Center by texting 233733, a confidential hotline available 24/7 nationwide. Again, that text number is 233733. Nestle's call underscores the importance of community vigilance and safeguarding vulnerable individuals during high-profile events like the NFL draft. And student protests over the war in Gaza have created a new and unpredictable challenge for President Joe Biden. The Democratic president is resisting calls to cut off U.S. support for Israel while trying to hold together a coalition of supporters he'll need for re-election. The student protests have seized attention and resurfaced questions about Biden's lagging support from young voters and his handling of Israel's war with Hamas. At best for Biden, the protests are a passing distraction while the White House presses forward with the negotiations over a ceasefire. At worst for Biden, the protests build momentum toward mass protests at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago in August. And more than one quarter of U.S. adults over the age of 50 say they expect to never retire. And 70% are concerned about prices rising faster than their income. That's according to findings in an AARP survey that was released Wednesday. About one in four have no retirement savings. The research shows how a graying America is worrying more and more about how to make ends meet, even as economists and policymakers say the U.S. economy has all but achieved a soft landing after 2 years of record inflation. The findings matter this election year as Democratic President Joe Biden and Republican rival Donald Trump try to win support from older Americans. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This update brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebring. For all of your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebring across from Luke's Market.